and text number 46.
पाणिन ते देव कथा सुधाय प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या विशदाशयाये वैराग्य सारं प्रतिलभ्य बोधम् यथाञ्जसान्वीयुरकुण्ठधिष्ण्यम्
Translation. O Lord, persons who, because of their serious attitude, attain the stage of enlightened devotional service, achieve the complete meaning of renunciation and knowledge, and attain the Vaikuntha Loka in the spiritual sky simply by drinking the nectar of your purport. The difference between the impersonalistic mental speculators and the pure devotees of the Lord is that the former pass through the miserable understanding of the absolute truth at every stage, whereas the devotees enter into the kingdom of all pleasures even from the beginning of their attainment. The devotee has only to hear about devotional activities, which are as simple as anything in ordinary life. And he also acts very simply. Whereas the mental speculators has to pass through a jugglery of words which are partially facts and partially a make-show for the maintenance of an artificial impersonal status. In spite of his strenuous efforts to attain perfect knowledge, the impersonalist attains merging into the impersonal oneness of the Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, which is also attended by the enemies of the Lord simply because of their being killed by him. The devotees, however, attain to the highest stage of knowledge and renunciation and achieve the Vaikuntha Lokas, the planets in the spiritual sky. The impersonalist attains only the sky and does not achieve any tangible transcendental bliss, whereas the devotee attains to the planets where real spiritual life prevails. With a serious attitude, the devotee throws away all achievements like so much dust and he accepts only devotional service, the transcendental culmination.
Narayanam namaskrityam naranchaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudiret nashtaprayesho badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगन रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं श
पानेन ते देव कथा सुधाय प्रवृत्त भक्त्या विशदाशयाये वैराग्यसारं प्रतिलभ्य बोधं यथाञ्जसा anvayor akhunta thishniha. O Lord, person who because of their serious attitude attain the stage of enlightened devotional service, achieve the complete meaning of renunciation and knowledge, and attain the Vaikuntha Lok in the spiritual sky simply by drinking the nectar of your topics. So here the result of hearing about nectarian pastimes of the Lordship has explained. What it can give? Vairagya Saram Pratilabhya Bodham. It gives the enlightened devotional service through which one achieves the real detachment for this material world, or in other term we can call it as renunciation, and most important thing, the knowledge. And that knowledge gives impetus to that jiva to attain the akuntha dhishna. Akuntha dhishna means the Vaikuntha Loka, or the spiritual sky, the kingdom of a god in the spiritual sky. So as in the Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, Arjuna, he asks their Lordship, ki who is best, the person who is constantly engaged in devotional service, evam satat yuktat ye bhaktastvam paryupasate ye api cha akshara vyaktam tesham ke yogavittama. The person who worship the personal form of the Lord and who worship the impersonal form of the Lord, what is their attainment? What they are going to get it? That generally we have to understand, being a practitioner of spirituality, we have chosen a path of devotional service, considering Lord as a person. We have chosen a path through which we can render some personal service to the Lord, and that is called as a bhakti. Then Lord says, Mayavesha mano yoimam ityayukta upasate shraddhaya paryopetaste me yukta tamaha mataha. Arjuna, both the people, they worship me, but amongst them he is uttama, because both have a faith in the Lord. Even impersonalists, they also believe in Brahma Jyoti, that it exists. And devotees, they also believe in God as a person, he exists. But Lord says, amongst them, that person is superior who maya veshat mano yemam, who absorbs in his mind in my service. Person who absorbs his mind in Krishna's service is far better and superior than the impersonalist. Why is it so? Then Krishna himself has given reasons for this. He says, Yetu aksharam nirlesham avyaktam paryupasate sarvatragam chindyam cha kutastam achanam dhruvaha sanyamiendriya gramam sarvatra samabuddhaya te prapnuanti mameva sarvabhuta hite rahatah. But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that is Brahma Jyoti, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed and unmovable, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such a person engaged in the welfare of all at least at last achieve me. The main word that we have to ponder on, that at last, Lord says. But to reach that at last, what they have to do? It is explained here. Klesho adhikarastesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta higatiradukham dehavatviravapyate. For those whose mind are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make a progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. So here the reason has given, because we are conditioned by this body, so it's very difficult for us to always get situated in Brahmajyoti. Because Jiva, being the part and parcel of the Lord, is always active. It's not dead. If in his conditioned state, when he is embodied in this body, he is so active, then just think about that, if he leaves this body, is he going to be a stagnant? Is he going to be sitting idly somewhere? What do you think? It's like you have caught a mouse in its cage. And you can see that how back and forth he runs. Is he stable somewhere because he is in one cage? Not at all. And if you open the lid of that cage, what happens? Within a fraction of a moment, it jumps out and it runs. And you can't see him then. Maybe sometimes visible here and there, here and there, here and there. So same way this soul, which is embedded in this body, is like a cage. It's so active. Because of his presence, this body, which is dead matter, is moving so much, creating so many things. Then what do you think, when he get out of this body, is he going to sit in the corner and be idly without any engagement? It's not possible. That's why it is said that in that stage of a liberation, this impersonal feature where they attain this Brahmajyoti, they will fall down from there because they don't get a proper knowledge there. As explained, Ye anne arvindaksha vimuktamaninas Tvai asad bhavat avishuddha buddhaya. The person who never takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, but instead of that, he meditates on the Brahmajyoti and enters into the Brahmajyoti. Then what happens? Asad, that is temporary, and avishuddha buddhaya, he does not have a pure intelligence. Why? Aruya kruchena parampadam yatha patanti anadrita yushmada padangraye. He may attain that position, but from there he falls down. Anadrita yushmada padangraye. Because he insults your lotus feet. He never renders service to them. And he falls down to this material world. Because there he don't have a knowledge which is freed from the modes of material nature. But in the devotional service, Prabhupada says, the devotees, however, attain the highest stage of knowledge and renunciation and achieves the Vaikuntha Loka, the planet in the spiritual sky. The impersonalist attains only the sky and does not achieve any tangible transcendental bliss, whereas devotee attains to the planet where real spiritual life prevails. One more sentence that strike me a lot in this purport, where Prabhupada says, The devotees has only to hear about devotional activities, which are as simple as anything in ordinary life, and he also acts very simply. Whereas the mental speculator has to pass through the jugglery of words, which are partially facts and partially make show for the maintenance of artificial impersonal status. In spite of his strenuous efforts to attain the perfect knowledge, the impersonalist attains merging into the impersonal oneness of Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, which is also attended by the enemies of the Lord simply because of their being killed by the Lord. The devotees enter into the kingdom of all pleasures even from the beginning of their attempt. Can you imagine? When you have started walking on this path, Prabhupada says, you have started getting the pleasure of spiritual work. Is that true?
Yes.
That means you are in parampara. You are following disciplic succession. Because that only gives you a real result. You can make it out whether you are in proper parampara or not. What sadhu says, what guru says, has that supported by sadhu and shastra. Then it makes really a sense to us, and that gives you really pleasure and happiness that you are following the proper parampara and you are on proper track. This is what strikes me a lot, that the devotees enter into the kingdom of all pleasures even from the beginning of their attempt. What is our sadhana? What sadhana that we do to go back home, back to Godhead? And what you will do after going there? So our sadhana and sadhya, the process and attainment, both are same. So, that's why Prabhupada says, in the beginning itself, you start getting the pleasure of the spiritual world. Does it make sense? So plainly, clearly, Prabhupada has given us that this is what it is. Going in the spiritual world means chanting the holy name. So, when you chant the holy name, where you are? Not heaven. We don't go heaven. We never prefer to go back to heaven. Bible edition goes to the heaven, but we go to the abode which gives you eternal pleasure. That is Vaikuntha. Akuntha Dishnya. Akuntha means sufferings. Akuntha means where you don't have that suffering. So that's the abode of their Lordship. One day one reporter asked Prabhupada, why do you chant? Prabhupada said, just keep chanting. Why do you chant? He said, just to keep chanting. And what are you going to achieve? Chanting. That is our sadhya, that is our sadhan, that is what our process, that is what our attainment. Nothing else, what do we have to do? That's why it is said, to become a devotee is more easier than the impersonalist. Because to become impersonalist, you have to go through so many scriptures. You have to read them a lot. By reading them, You have to gain a knowledge about this material world and then get a detachment from this. Okay? After getting that detachment, it is not sure that you are going to attain that Brahmajyoti. Even though you attain that also, that is also temporary. It's not eternally that achievement. Because from there also you fall down. Because you don't have positive engagement. But in the devotional service, what happens? You don't run around or don't run behind the knowledge. Oh, I want to acquire this knowledge. No. What we try to do? We try to surrender ourselves to the Lord. When you start rendering service to the Lord, His representative, then this knowledge gets revealed in your heart automatically. Lord says, the knowledge that one need to attain me is given by me only. Tesham satadyuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. I give them that intelligence by which they are able to attain me. That we have to understand. And that helps a lot. That helps a lot. And we have to work on that. So, at the last in this purport, Prabhupada says, the devotee throws away all achievements like so much dust, and he accepts only devotional service, the transcendental culmination. Like you are sinking in the ocean, and you are carrying a big sack on your back. What you will do? You will throw away that bag and try to come out, or you will try to come out with that bag? What will be the easiest way? And save your life and come out. So, when you are here in this material world, this puja, lava, pratishta, and especially the adherence and followers that you may get in your due course of your spiritual practices, that may cause bondage for you. And that's why devotee, what he does, he throws away all his achievements. So much as dust. Like we throw away dust. When we come out of the mines, what do? We just dust off the things from our body to clean up ourselves. So same way, devotees, they are not bothered about this. As what's that shloka? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatat bhakti rahito kitvai. Let me give your, oh my Lord, let me give your unalloyed devotion. Which is like a dust free. And what is that dust? Kamini, Kanchan and Pratishtha. Women, wealth and adoration, fame. These are like a dust. You have to dust them off and go. Make further progress in your spiritual life. That helps a lot. And who is praying this? Who is offering these prayers? Just recollect if you can remember. These are the prayers offered by the predominating deities of senses. Can you imagine? These are the prayers offered by the controlling deities or demigods who are controlling our senses. They are offering these prayers to the Lord. And when they are offering these prayers, we have to take it seriously. Because these are the authoritative representative of the Lord who are engaged in the management of this material universe. They are the controller of our senses. We are not controlling our senses. We are controlled by our senses. They drag us wherever they want. Huh? Just try to imagine that. Eyes has his own hands. Huh? Nose has its own hands. Ears has his own hand. Stomach has its own hand. Tongue has its own hand. And they are crunching your neck. They are demanding, I want this, I want that. And they are dragging you. What will happen to you? All these five people, they are dragging you from five directions. Where you will go? Huh? Whichever is more powerful, that will drag you with all other senses. And it's going on each and every moment. Do we realize it? We are so unconscious. What will be our fate? Huh? And anybody asks you, so how are you? Our answer is, what do we say generally? Great. What is that great? In great misery or great happiness? Confused to say that, which, I'm great, but what? I'm in great misery or in great miseries. Or either, great happiness. So most of the people in miseries only. Because if you really understand what's happening with you, you will come to know that, hey man, I'm in a really chaotic condition. My mind is dragging somewhere else. My eyes are dragging somewhere else. My ears are dragging me somewhere else. My skin is dragging me somewhere else for their satisfaction. What should I do? Like six people, they are dragging you from the six different directions. What will happen? Squeezed out. Huh? And we say, we are great. Either fool, miserable. Only devotees can say, yeah, we are great in happiness. Because they are connected with the great person from whom everything emanates. Here the glory is of Lord's nectarian pastime, hearing of nectarian pastime as explained. Katha Sudhaya. The word that used here by demigods is Katha Sudhaya. Katha means pastime. Narration of wonderful pastimes of the Lord. And Sudha means nectar. Panena. Panena means drinking. When someone drinks the nectarian, drinks the hearing of nectarian pastimes of the Lord, which is also called as a karna rasayana, then that gives you vairagya saram pratilabhya bodham. That gives you renunciation and as well as the necessary knowledge which will take you back home, back to God. So the ultimum is we should pay our attention to hear about the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. Because that is the only one solace that can save you from the miseries of this material world. And the highest message that has delivered in Srimad Bhagavatam in the five chapters of Rasa Panchadhyaya, where gopis are expressing their love for their lordship, they there say, Tava kathamratam tapta jivanam
Kalmashaviriritam Kalmashapaham Shravanamangalam Srimadachitam Bhuvigrananthiye
is the saying, Tava Katha Amritam. Again, the word here used, Katha Amritam, the nectarian pastime of yours. If someone pay a proper attention and listen them carefully, then Kalmashapaham, it removes all the Kalmashas in her heart. And it totally extinguishes the blazing fire of this material existence. And bhuvi grinantiye bhurida jana. And in this material world, the bhurida means the people who are the well-wisher of the whole world, they sing this wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So let's pray to their Lordship that we can develop a little bit taste for that, so that we can taste the nectar of Lord pastimes. And this month is really fabulous. We should take advantage of this month. Whatever you do, you get 10,000 multiply benefits. 10,000 times benefits you are getting. So few people, they become serious and they chant their rounds. So that whole the year, if they miss out, that can be make out. So better to engage ourselves more and more in spiritual activities, which will give us a wonderful impetus to make our goal very easy, to attain that goal very easy. And what is our goal? What is our goal? G-O-A-L, goal. What you have to do?
Yes.
Yes. What you have to do to go do that, to get that, to attain that goal? Yes. So that is the beginning and end. In between, the whole sandwich is there. So let's, even in Karma Kanda also, what they do? They start with Om Keshavaya Namah, Om Narayana Namah, Om Madhavaya Namah, Om Govindaya Namah, Vishnavaya Namah, Madhusudanaya, Om Trivikramaya Namah, Bhavanaya Namah, Om Sridharaya Namah, Om Govindaya Namah, Vishnavaya Namah, Madhusudanaya, Madhavaya Namah. Like that they continues with the 24 names of the Lord. Whole Karma Kanda starts with the chanting of holy name of Lord and ends with Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Achyutananda Govinda Namastraya Ghoshana. By chanting the three names of the Lord, Achyutananda Govinda, they offer it to the Lord. So in between, what is that? That is just satisfaction of the other people and your mental position. But ultimately, what you have to do? Ultimately, you have to please Lord. Kayena vacha manasindarvat buddhyatma va prakritir svabhavat karomi yadyat sakal parasmai narayana yadi samarpayami. Whom I have to offer this? Narayana, ultimately. So, our instrument or the media and the attainment, both are same. Sadhya and sadhana, both are same. And that's why Prabhupada says here, in the beginning of their attempts, they get that pleasure of spiritual life. So let's take pleasure.
What were our verses today?
I'm reading from same. Third canto, fifth chapter, and text number 46. And other verses that I quoted it from chapter 12, text number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay?
And the other one which I quoted, that is from the Gopi Gita, 31st chapter of 10th canto. Okay?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.